It is 5:30, and as many people have been asking, when is Bob going to be back? Bob's back. Hi.
With $105,000.
Boy, wasn't that something else?
Yeah, thanks. Keep me on the air. You sent me $105,000. We're going to do some smart investing, and the profits for all Subgenius and church members will be doubled 12-fold, even 22-fold over the next short while.
I assume you'll be doing all the investing on behalf of the members of the church.
Yes, which are mainly just me at this point, but anybody who's listening at this time can accrue the benefits if they stay loyal to this time.
Mm-hmm.
So CKLN managed to raise $105,000 to keep me on the air, and we're happy. Now, unless you have anything to bring up, I have some matters. But don't let that throw off. You probably have something to say. Or do you want to do it after the tape?
I think it'd be after the tape.
So you have something you might want to bring up.
Yeah, I do. A headline I saw I want to talk about, but we can bring it up later.
Right. The main issue is to get back to work. We did our little exercise and fundraising, and now let's get back down to some Bob knowledge. Mike, I want to indicate something here. In every tongue, there's a phrase the Pinks use, and the Glorps, that indicates the feeling of complete knowledge or mastery of some matter, while indicating the sensory bias of not only the Pinks, but the whole culture as pink-controlled, or a kind of prison of pink. All right? And I'm going to give some examples. Now, I've talked about the sensory biases over the last few months, particularly the visual bias and the acoustic bias and the tactile bias. But the original extension of man, language, is a great key to the biases that the Pinks manifest. All right? So let's do an inventory of the whole global theater. In English, the Pinks say, to indicate this sense of mastery of some matter, they say, "I know it like the back of my hand." Do you know what sensory bias that would be, in particular, for that culture?
No.
Okay, well, visual bias. "I know it like the back of my hand." It's a visually biased Pink. In Russian, they say, the Pinks, "I know it like the palm of my hand." "I know it like the palm of my hand." That's an indicator of iconic tactile bias. All right? They weren't so alphabetized by the phonetic alphabet as the English were, hence not a visual bias. So the Pinks there feel, when they feel confident and there's no subgeniuses in sight, they say, "I know it like the palm of my hand." Now the Spanish say, the Spanish Pinks, they say, "I know it as if I had given birth to it." Now that is a sensory bias indicated by the words, proprioceptive visceral. All right? That's it's a sense. Proprioceptive visceral.
I'll take your word for it.
Right. "I know it as if I had given birth to it," say the Spanish Pinks. Now, the American Pinks say, "I know it inside out." The bias there is kinetic manipulatory.
Well, hold on. Now, what's the difference between... you've already given an example of an English...
back of my hand.
Yeah, and now...
the Americans inside out.
So you're discerning the difference between English and American. We say English, you mean British?
Yes, yes.
I'm British. Sorry. Okay, yes. I thought we said English, you meant all...
Now, Mike, that's Pink. That's a Pink. You think you're English? You're a Canadian, and we don't even know what that is, right?
No, you began this foray. You said you referred to languages, I think. And so when you said English, I thought you meant English language as in all.
I see, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about the Pink culture.
It's just a shade of pink there.
Yes. I understand. It's a good point to bring up.
Okay.
All right?
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about particular national cultures and their main linguistic bias. Now, the Thailanders, the Pinks in Thailand, what do they say? They say, "I know it like a snake swimming in water." That's a tricky one to figure out in terms of sensory bias. But what the Pinks mean is the dance of thought among words. See, they're very pre-literate, the Thailandese Pinks. Not the subgeniuses. They encompass all times and phases and all biases in a comprehensive mode. But the Thailandese Pinks say, "I know it like a snake swimming in water," indicating the dance of thought among words. Interesting phrase. In Germany, the Pinks say, and the Glorps, are we getting tired of the word pink? Do we want to use another term?
No, pinks.
Okay. The Pinks in Germany say, and that is interesting, they say, "I know it like the inside of my pocket." Bit different from the Americans, who say, "I know it inside out." The Americans are kinetic manipulatory, which we can see that since the 1920s as a cultural phenomenon around the world. The Germans say, "I know it like the inside of my pocket." They mean tactile interface. We'll elaborate on the particular details of what these mean later in future programs, but I'm just running down a broad menu of pink characteristics that's never been done before on CKLN.
Certainly not on my show.
No, no. In French, they say, this is what the pinks say in French. In France. I know it au fond. Au fond. I know it au fond, which is auditory resonant. All right? The Japanese, their pinks, who are masters of touch or interval, very similar to the tactile sense, but not tactile like the Germans, which is more tactile interactive, tactile interface. The Japanese take that part of the tactile sense of interval, and they say, and I dig this one, they say, I know it from head to toe. See the interval between the head and the toe? I know it from head to toe. Well, in mimicking, here's a little side issue, because we gotta go to the tape, I think. Well, we've done about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, how's the time?
Six, actually.
Yeah, we gotta
start. But I interrupted, so I'm throwing your time right off.
All right. Okay, so the thing is, see, this is a serious church sermon here. I'm being serious about this. A little side example. In mimicking the sound of a dog, the Japanese pink say, wung, wung, right? When they hear the dog barking. Well, the Polish say they go peef, peef, when they want to be barking like a dog. So Japanese go wung wung, the Polish say peef peef, and the Americans say bow wow. Or they used to. I mean, we don't know exactly what the Americans are now under the complex sensory interplay of our technological extensions today, right? So I will get into that as the next phase, because the plot slickens when we turn to the pinks and their immediate extensions of their senses vis-a-vis technologies and their environments. All right? Right. Am I sounding like an obscene phone call again?
Yeah, you're getting that husky sound in your voice. It's turning me wild. So I missed the connection with the dogs and the
well, the dog makes a sound. The Japanese verbalize it as wung wung. We go bow wow. And the Polish say peef peef. Obviously the sound, pure in itself, is filtered through different cultural linguistic expressions. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know what the sound of the dog's bark is, comprehensively. All right? All right.
I shouldn't shake my head, though, because people don't see shaking of the head, do they?
You're duped. I mean, you're well programmed by me. A little dog, like, in the back of the car. Let's hear Mike do the dog. That's good. Yeah. All right, let's go to, what's the name of the tape? I don't know.
Okay, today we've got Shut Up, Pink Boy. Church of the Subgenius.
Sounds like you're talking to a dog when you say that. Shut up, pink boy.
Roll over, pink boy.
Okay, take it away with Stang and Drummond.
The Congress of Bob. Yes, my friends, this is our mission. Those who wish to donate to the Psychotron Project will be given a free ride to the alternate world of their choice once the project is complete.
Shut up, pink boy. Is copyright 1984 by the Subgenius Foundation and the Subgenius participants. All rights reserved.
Welcome, potential initiates, and remain with us for the next 30 minutes.
Fantastic things have already happened, and more are getting ready to happen. This is because the planet on which you're residing has entered the space age. You are a most unusual individual, and decidedly in the minority.
Oh, another victim of confusion?
Decidedly. I remember I was talking to a little girl the other day who was in high school, and she told me she had heard they taught her all about communism in high school.
They teach them that.
And they taught her all about Jesus. And she knew all about illicit drugs and how to smoke pot. She hadn't heard anything about the word of Bob or the bleeding head of the World Cup golfer. It's just disgusting what the secular Trevinoists have done in our public schools.
I don't get it.
You said you were gentle and understanding.
Lieutenant!
How can they worship you if you hurt them?
At last, horror has met its match. Call him a hero. Brutal and beautiful. Dead. Every limb of his body is a lethal weapon against men. Women.
The prize, possession of a universe gone wild.
Well, a potpourri of things this week. I heard a number of voices I recognized.
I think this is a bit of a rip-off by Pinky, Reverend Stang, and Philo Drummond. It sounds like they're repeating earlier tapes. It sounds.
I heard snippets.
The early part. Now, were we mixing up the intro tape or something?
No, I don't think so.
The last bit was new. Right?
Yeah,
the
last
bit. But there is an intro tape which has a heavy
that
segment.
That opening segment, that voice at the beginning, the science fiction
character. Very familiar.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the, it is the church, isn't it, after
and
all?
And it is the, what, 10th tape?
Number 11, actually.
Running out of my archive.
What are we going to do?
Running low. Well, you know, we'll see what they got coming up. But if this persists, we're going to have to start some new taping.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
And you have a question.
Well, actually, let's see. Oh, yeah, just about some of the voices we heard on the tape. I heard John Cage's voice on that tape.
You're hallucinating, Mike.
No.
John, I don't think. Where was he?
About the splitting of the stick.
Was that?
I'm sure that was John's voice.
I think you've read that.
Yeah.
But you haven't heard him say that, have you? What album? What tape?
I don't know where it's from. Yeah.
But I think that's a traditional aphorism that you read. I think it is one of Cage's early books he put out in the 60s that is in there.
Yeah.
All right. And he was a student of Japanese pinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Frank took care of John.
Well, unless you wanted to go back and
ask a question. And get that question.
It wasn't a question. It was a headline. And,
what is it?
A headline was, let me think. I'll have to try to recall what it was. It was...
Which paper?
It was one of the pink papers. It was the...
It was pink, a pink headline.
Yeah, I think it was the Globe.
All right.
I think it was the... it was Washington and Wall Street finally go out of sync.
Down the sink, all right.
No, it was sync, S-Y-N-K. So any comments, just feedback on that.
Well, see, this is the pink panic scenario. Sync means synchronicity, which is a kind of matching, you know, in harmony in terms of identifiable similar figures, all right? Now, what they've actually accomplished and surfaced is the hidden ground of electric discontinuity, which is not synchronicity. That's why these people who talk about synchronicity are just replaying 19th century visually biased ESP ideas. The real principle per matching, which is synchronicity, is making. Opposite matching is making. And making is the natural chemical bond of our brains and sensory extensions under tactile conditions of television, particularly since electricity became an environment. So what you have is a computer economy, which is a discontinuous gambling casino. But you have the old visual bureaucrats and the Federal Reserve and the bankers, you know, the space banker agents. They are trying to make the American pinks and the world pinks panic because synchronicity or matching has collapsed. But when you know that making is a basis of slack, then interruption there. All right, that's okay. Just a little interruption.
Yeah.
All right, he's all right. All right, so when the bankers convince the pinks that matching has collapsed and making has taken over, they will attempt to bring in a world matchable solar government that we can all match with. Do you know what I mean? Mix and match. But they won't do it because the essence of slack is making. Hallucinating is a popular slang term for making.
But our brain sensory extensions.
Yeah, that's all right.
Chemical bond of our brain.
Yeah.
Extensions.
Yeah.
Bond of our brain.
Ooh, that's all right. That's discontinuity. A perfect example of making. Retrieval, which is not exactly the same. Thank you, Mr. Subgenius, for helping send us out today with discontinuous Wall Street panic manifested as an electric example acoustic.
Natural chemical bond of our brain.
Interesting that under these conditions, they're going to fluctuate the pink Monday effect up and down. They're going to make you worry, but you know there's no money left anyways. Money is a basic matchable medium. Thank you.
I guess we should wrap things up this week.
Chemical bond of our brain.
See you next week, Bob.
Thanks, Mike. Bye. Praise Bob.
Natural chemical bond of our brain. Sensory extensions. 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 Natural chemical bond of our brain.
Oh.
happen.
Natural chemical bond of our brain.
That's just what CKLN is, isn't it?
Natural chemical bond of our brain.
And you proved it last week?
Natural chemical bond of our brain. Extensions.
The chemical bond between you and CKLN and Bob. There was some mayhem here last week on Bob's show. I want to say that for sure. Dancing drums and Bob galore. But you know, Bob is only... Oh, Bob can only tell it like it is.
Natural chemical bond of our brain. Extensions. Natural chemical bond of our brain. Extensions.
Bob.
Natural chemical bond of our brain.
Bob, we're gonna miss you when you take off today.
Chemical bond of our brain.
The spirit is always in here, floating around.
Chemical bond of our brain.
Keeping the pinks out.
Natural chemical bond of our brain.
You are absolutely with CKLN-FM, and thank you for your pledge this last week, and thank you for your support. Thank you for keeping this kind of stuff right up here.
Natural chemical bond of our brain extensions. Natural chemical bond of our brain extensions. Natural chemical bond of our brain extensions.
Let's get to some music. What you paid for, CKLN FM 88.1 Toronto.
Natural chemical bond of our brain extensions.